Item six, park development projects and parks, playgrounds, and lands for athletic fields expenditures. This is going to be a little hard to follow for those in the audience, but we'll do what we can. This is going to be guided by Mr. Liberta. Mr. Liberta, you would probably want to start with E, right?
The different departments all had a variety of park-related items for your agenda. At the last meeting, there was some discussion that, for example, taking item 10 before item 8. In the meeting before that, there was some concern about which item are we talking about. So what we've done, working with the clerk, is simply put all six of the items under the same number and identify them as A through F so that the common council can address them in any order they wish or bounce between them. Each does have some motions involved, so we want to make sure we don't miss any of those. Absent in the other direction, I would probably just suggest starting, you could start with the budget modification so that you have the appropriations established so that any other item you want to take, this would already be done. So that's item E.
Page 181.
I worked with Paul on this. Paul did a lot of the structure in addition. What we looked to do there is at the top of page 181, the budget has $600,000 for an all-inclusive playground. There is $754,000 for the North Cape Trail, which was a carryover project from prior years that had not yet been identified for specifically where it would be, and then $500,000 for park development. What we recommend doing is basically reallocating much of the appropriation identified for North Cape Trail to ensure the Caleb's Corral Inclusive Park had enough appropriation cover the last budget that was put forward, move the remaining amount to most of the remaining amount to park development, which becomes a general catch-all for any park expenditure the Common Council wants to make. It positions you to be able to be as flexible as you want on park development during this year, because that can then be used for any of your approved park ones. And it leaves enough appropriations in the North Cape Trail to fund the paving, that potential paving of that park, which is one of the four trails identified by the Trails Connecting Committee. I apologize, I'm sure I have the name right there, based on the estimate engineering provided. So if that project were to be recommended for paving over of that existing gravel area, that enhancement, there's enough appropriations left there to be able to do that based upon what we were told from engineering. If it turned out to be short, the general park development appropriation could be dedicated to it. So even if it turns out engineering got the number wrong, it was a little short, you still have appropriation available, because that general park development one, it's intended to be for any park development purpose. So
why don't you just use, I'm sorry,
call around mayor.
Why don't you just use the general park development fund then, instead of using the North Cape Trail funds?
Well, because the concern is that the general park development fund right now doesn't have enough appropriations to be able to ensure that as you go forward through the year, you made all the expenditures you need to stay in front of your impact fee expense. So we've other than those things that we know specifically are likely to happen based upon the discussions that occurred, we moved enough from the North Cape Trail, which we don't believe will be used because of the size of that original appropriation, moved it to that park development line item so that the Common Council can address the projects and focus on the project issues and questions and not have to worry about the appropriation issues and questions.
So is there enough, how would a Southbrook, the Southbrook Trail be funded then?
Any of the other trails would then all be within the park development appropriation, which would now be up to 650. So there would be plenty of appropriation.
And you're saying there's plenty of appropriation in, with the North Cape Trail and the Park Development Fund, that basically all of the trails that were recommended by Streets and Connectivity and the projects brought
yeah.
forth by staff
yes.
could be funded?
Yes.
Okay.
The recommendation of staff is to do the budget modification now. We can do that now, or you want to discuss the other items and then come back to it. My preference is let's knock these down as much as we can if there's no discussion. Is there a motion to adopt ordinance 2015, whatever it's going to be, an ordinance to amend ordinance 2014-2152, an ordinance adopting the 2015 annual budgets for capital improvement and development funds for the city of Frederick for fiscal year 2015 to amend the intent of the capital improvement fund appropriations for certain park development projects and to amend the development fund appropriation for transfers to the capital improvement fund for park projects.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Alderman Mayor.
Does that have to be specified, certain park development projects?
No, I don't believe so in the motion, because everything's identified within the specific line items are identified in the ordinance. And it does involve a open-ended park development category. So I think using the term certain park development is consistent. Otherwise, titles would be too long.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying.
This is a budget modification, so roll call.
I'm sorry.
Required,
thank you.
As well as
we need four votes.
Four votes.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion approved. The vote was 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent. Is there a motion to authorize full appropriation for park development as an approved project as structured in the 2015 annual budget document?
So moved.
Second.
This is normal vote here.
Janet,
all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries. Mr. Roberto.
We'll just move back to item 6A and take them in order unless otherwise desired by the common council. So it would be the Kalen's Playground status.
Mr. Morrow.
We have paving season coming on, but the engineering department has been working on this project, and design has progressed. In your packet, you see what the current design looks like. We're getting fairly close to finishing that, putting that out to bid. Grafe is also progressing on their electrical, structural, and architectural work. Johnson Nursery is still working on the landscaping design. They did give me a budget allowance that you see in your budget that I have listed. As you know, the Planning Commission approved the NRC, and obviously you did too a few minutes ago. The restroom facility, we have located at least two vendors who can provide that, and the advertisements will appear in the papers May 21st and 28th. We intend to open bids June 13th, and at your June 16th meeting, you should be able to award that. We did have a company come out and look at the catalpa tree here at the entrance. From the south side, you can actually stick your fist in the middle of the tree. There's a dead spot in that cone. Dead cone goes up 20 feet. We did a resistometer test. But we actually have a graph. If a cross section of the tree, if you can imagine a 7 to 11 inch wide donut with a dead spot in the middle. So they recommended that it is dying. If any disturbance happens within 30 feet of it, they recommend that it be taken down. So what we'd like to do is take that down, and we'll plant some catalpa trees in our landscaping budget to help compensate, maybe plant a few more trees around the outside of the parking lot. So just so you know, we did look at that. We understand how special a tree that is, but even without this project, it presents some danger. In fact, the company asked that we come back every other year and perform this $300 test on it just to see how much it's dying. And so instead of continually spending that money, I think and with other things that we have going on, we'd like to take that down. The current budget estimate, as you see on there, we are including 10% contingency, and I've lowered that from 20% that it was before. We're at $1.1 million complete budget estimate.
Expense estimate.
Yes. And we've compiled a list of materials, the tools that can be pre-purchased, talking with the city attorney exactly what we'd like to, exactly how to go about best looking at that, and we'd like your permission to go ahead and start purchasing and or advertising for materials as required by law.
Mr. City Attorney.
We've had some conversations, and it was late this afternoon, actually, that I sent over some opinions on it. So best to be very careful with regard to the public bid laws, and this is a very unusual project because of all the different components involved here. But I think I heard the city engineer say subject to the law, so with that motion, there'd be time to look closer at it.
Yes.
Is there a motion to authorize the city engineer and the city attorney to bid?
Start procurement.
Mr. City Attorney.
I believe he said to purchase or bid as required by law. And then each such subsection, since we're sort of acting like the general contractor on this, staff will make sure that the city attorney is confident that we're within the requirements of the law and the purchase methodology.
Is there a motion to direct staff to bid for vendors for supplying miscellaneous materials and tools needed for construction of playgrounds in this September?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Franklin Complete Streets Connectivity Committee recommendation for trail-related projects for consideration of potential impact fee expenditures. Alderwoman Mayor, you want to do this? You want Mark to do it?
You can, and I'll add in.
you may actually know this one better than I, but I was not involved in the discussion, but I do understand that the committee, hang on, I'm trying to get them on the screen, did look at four parks that, four trails that they wanted to have considered to move forward. And have the Common Council give some direction to enable them to move forward. And the four are on your screen. I've got them in the same order that they come in the packet. The first is Rathke Park Trail to connect from Christine Rathke Park and move over and connect it to the
Oakleaf Trail.
Thank you. There is probably an easement issue that would need to be addressed because any work done on the trail probably has about a 20-year life, and we don't have that many years left, I don't believe, in the actual
lease
easement that we have or the lease that we have from the quarry for that land. So that might slow down the ability to do it, but this is the path that they've, or the idea that they've recommended, and this is a conceptual path that engineering has put forth for people to be able to see.
This is for Alderman Mayor. Have the quarries been approached and discussed this? Since
no.
It's their land?
No.
Okay.
We would have to approach them asking for a little bit of an increase in the lease time.
Well, we would have to approach them because it's their land, just to let them know what's up and see if they do that. And yes, we'd have to modify the lease.
This is a really good project, in my opinion, just because it it connects that whole entire residential area to the Oakleaf Trail. right on the path instead of having to drive or,
right.
I don't know. I think you'd have to drive. I don't think you can walk down Drexel at this point, but it's a really good connectivity path.
I've got a question.
Are there any problems with the two wetlands that would be dissecting going through?
Yeah, we looked at that. There's going to be some issues. We haven't, you know, looked into anything. I mean, this is all very preliminary.
Okay. One thing I do know on each of these four projects, there would be some engineering work that needs to be done. So if you did want to accelerate any of these, one of the things you could do is direct staff to come back with an engineering services contract to one of your next council meetings so that you could have somebody look at these specifically. I would suggest that not to step on Glenn's toes, but as we were putting together these park things and looking at the work that engineering is already burdened with in some of our other projects as we're getting the road project, it would probably be good to outsource these so that our other higher priority things that they're already working on don't get slowed down for these. Those costs would be attributable applicable for impact fees.
What are choices for engineers?
6 or 7.
I'll put you on that one.
Obviously, we're working with Graves and Rupert Wilkie right now. R.A. Smith and SEH in the office recently. So if you have a favorite, we can talk about pros and cons of different consultants.
The only one I know, the assistant city engineer, suggested that if we that occurred for Southbrook Path. There is an engineer that the church has already used over there that has quite a running start on an understanding of the land and the data in that land. And Ron had suggested that using that same engineer would probably be more conducive to moving along more time.
Let's do it this way.
I would prefer Grace.
Is there a motion to direct to support trail number one, the Christine Rathke Memorial Park Trail Extension, and direct staff and...
Great.
I was thinking of who the Complete Streets Committee to return with more accurate cost estimations and contract, and return with a contract for engineering services.
I was going to add... I would make that motion.
No second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Franklin Hike Bike Path, probably the one we can crack the whip on right away. Mr. Liberto.
This is basically the one that was, it's already a gravel trail. It goes down Forest Home Avenue past Countrydale School, the back of Countrydale School, and hits south to St. Martin's Road. It's our understanding that the impact fees need to be used more quickly. This would be one that is going to be relatively easy as far as getting things going. So that's why it was recommended.
Is there a motion to direct staff to move forward with the paving, the engineering and paving of the Franklin Hike Bike Path at a cost not to exceed $90,000?
It would have to be bid out, so you'll have a chance to award that contract. So I don't know that I'd recommend putting a not to exceed cost in, because then if you're...
Okay, and the return with bids. Mr. Deedle.
And similarly, there could be an easement issue here, too. It's probably an easement from our company, and we'd have to make sure that they're okay with us paving it. My guess would be they probably would be okay, but we didn't make sure of that.
And the time frame is
clear as mud.
There was also, in addition to that, is trying to figure out, and maybe you would need to talk with Ron about this, is trying to find like a parking spot for people to be able to use those trails.
I know when this had been discussed by with the previous city engineer, he had anticipated an ability to maybe to put a small parking lot right there. And I think that's why Ron, if I believe I got that right, I think that's why Ron thought there likely still be some engineering services needed on this, just to confirm that you can just pave it. So I think the motion that the mayor suggested gives us enough information to go forward, figure out what specific steps need to be done, make them happen, and bring them back for your action approval. But I think staff's understanding is the presumption is that this path that's anticipated here would benefit from identifying a place for a small parking.
We were actually trying to find some way to get the parking closer to St. Martin's Road. I think that's just going to be a matter of talking things out and trying to figure out something for them. Trying to help the village a little bit and stuff.
Every time I ride that path, I park at church. Alderman Mayor.
Just for clarification, I'm okay with this, but what I'm hearing that we just did is we kind of slowed down the Rathke Trail that's on the back burner, but we're putting the Forest Home Trail on the front burner. Is that what I'm hearing correctly?
Well, I think it's correct, but Christine Rathke just isn't ready yet.
I agree with that. I understand that. Okay, just so I'm understanding, because this all of a sudden we stepped this one up, and this one's going to go through much quicker, which is okay.
I think it's just because it's an easier project.
Okay.
It's already there.
So the motion is to move forward with this particular trail. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oh, would you read the motion, please?
The suggested motion by the mayor was to direct staff to move forward with engineering and paving of the Franklin bike path and return with bids.
I would make that motion, but I would add to it that, you know, the parking needs to be discussed, and I'm not sure.
With parking. Trailhead.
Trailhead, something.
I'd second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
As a point of information, staff's understanding of that motion then is that Glenn can get, if needed, an engineering services contract. If he could do now, recognizing the construction contract still needs to come back when they let the bid for the actual paper.
Right.
Okay.
And we're looking at Grave for using Grave.
Glenn? We vote for Christine Rathke.
Do you need to use an engineer for?
I'm not so sure. I think how complex the trail is. Like, you just want to pay that.
Okay.
The next one is Butte Road.
Joel.
And the council action sheet also mentions the Park Commission looked at all of these and supported all of them except this. They did not support this. They did support the other.
Based on what?
The trees. I'm not sure. My guess would be it's because the road's so narrow, you would probably have to take a fair amount of trees to be able to put some sidewalk on that side. And I don't know if it was also part of their discussion or in their thought process. It's a good segue. They would like to have the trail, the existing trail in the woods that's gravel right now, that be paved. But we didn't have time, and I would like to have brought it up to the council as well. We didn't have time to get sewer pack to go out there and map the wetlands. And there would be wetland impacts, the trail this across the wetlands. But, so I don't know if those are two are officially related, or it's just that they're the back of their minds. Another reason they might not have supported the one up Pewitt's, not only because it's narrow and it takes some trees, but there's an existing gravel trail, maybe they could pave that one. Because that was a separate motion when they recommended approval of the site plan for McKay's playground. They also recommended approval of paving that trail.
That trail on Pewitt's there is on the south side of Pewitt's, correct, opposite where the homes are.
Right.
So that it is a more wooded area to cut through.
That was one of the reasons the Complete Streets picked that side, because it wouldn't affect property owners.
Yeah. Well, my residents were concerned about their children trying to get across the street to get to the trail.
I think the Complete Streets picked it because it was such a weird, it was just that side of the street was a better place to put the trail logistically for engineering, I think.
Residents would have to snow blow it.
Right. Well, either way, they'd be crossing. So.
Right.
This one, frankly, doesn't thrill me because I think this one needs a lot more work, too, and thought. Now, that's without diminishing the work of the Complete Streets Committee because their outlook is to connect as opposed to a lot of the logistics of these things. So, we ought to take a look at this, but I think this one's a little not quite big. I'll run that one.
There's always concern about residents on Putes with traffic and the future. Is there any possibility in the future of Putes being widened here at all? The road?
Mr. Deagle.
I had talked to Jack Bennett when he was still here a number of times because I live right off of Putes here. Yes, but not in the foreseeable future. Eventually it will have to be, but according to him, not within the foreseeable future.
It's not in any of the budget documents. All right, any action relating to this particular trail? Okay, so we'll Complete Streets will keep it and keep working on it. Then the Southbrook Church Trail. My only question is the church involved?
They are.
Okay.
They know about it.
Mr. LeBurris?
I would then, if there's support for getting more detailed information, particularly since you do have some environmental issues to address, direct the city engineer to come back with a contract for engineering services and see what kind of price you can get from the engineer who's already familiar with the site and has that information.
I would make that motion.
I'll second it.
Only a small bit of discussion with me is let's make sure that the church is involved because the end where Chapel Hill was, it was always intended for them to be a quiet, contemplative area. So just as long as they're involved, I'm happy. Alderman Mayer.
We did have that discussion long ago, too, in reference to St. Martin's Road, putting in a sidewalk and potentially connecting here. And church at that point expressed interest in that very thing. The only thing I would suggest too is a loop onto the county property. I know we don't necessarily go out to county, but we're kind of going next to the park up to Allwood, and then you would have to loop back around and come back into the park. I think it'd be nice if we put a straight loop into the park. Is that understandable?
There's
a path around the park, yeah.
Staff understands that will be one of the questions we ask the engineer to look at.
Is it?
Very good, thanks.
Well,
that is a...
no doubt. Shoreline buffer.
Yeah. No, that is a path. Is that 22? But it's just a walking path where the vegetation is not going.
Make it so.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's go to item D.
What?
On these paths, one thing I would just ask, in the last couple months we've had a number of issues like this where we proceeded pretty promptly with, and we've had some residents come back with concern that they were not notified in advance that we were working on these. I wonder if you would, because of that, like for staff, either individually for these or sort of one group, pamphlet that we mail to residents in a certain area or in some way notify them. You may all be more familiar with these than I am. I was not involved in the Complete Streets in connectivity discussion, but you've had a number of groups recently concerned that they were brought in earlier, and I'm just wondering if that needs to be in this case, because even in the North Cape Trail, as you know, that the last time trail issues were discussed there, there were some extended discussions.
I think the Alderman can feel free to work with the city departments to make sure their neighbors are notified. To the extent they want to do it. Okay. Playground equipment, I believe at your place is?
At your place is an updated memo that reflects the actions of the Park Commission, the special meeting yesterday. They did recommend moving forward with one of the newer bids received that was not initially in your packet from the Minnesota-Wisconsin playground using game time equipment, which is the one that the equipment that is in about two-thirds of our parks. They like the one that was proposed because they thought it provided extra interest and opportunities and more things to engage in, particularly two extra little side pieces. There is some added cost involved. The bid price was $50,000, and they recommend approval. This was the item that staff had moved forward and recommended that by authorizing purchase and issuance of the check, as noted in the motion, we would then be able to ensure that park impact fees required to be expended during this month all meet the deadline.
I'm always a bit suspicious when bids come in at a round dollar amount. A motion to in accordance with the quote received as anticipated in the Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan 2015 annual budget, is there a motion to authorize staff to order and issue payment for the following playground equipment for future mini park from Minnesota-Wisconsin Playground Proposal number D7417E, option 1, at the cost of $50,000 for said authorization, constituting an approved project expenditure from the Park Development Appropriations. Is there such a motion?
So moved. Second.
Discussion on motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimous. I did skip over item C. Well, let's move back to item C, which is park development and park impact fee expenditure options. Mr. Roberto?
This is a carryover of an item that's been on your agenda the last couple meetings. Referencing back to your question about the parkland potential donation, if that donation occurs within the time frame the city attorney anticipates that can be achieved, then that will enable the donation to occur in June and the land transfer to occur in June. In our immediate pressure through the bulk of this year would be resolved, because that would constitute a fairly substantial expenditure with the dedication of an asset. So we're not recommending additional actions that need to occur right at this time, but we will, with the contracts that you've directed occur for some engineering time, we'll probably set those up so that we can make payments as they occur. So in case, since we are relying to some degree on MSD, in case that doesn't happen in June, we'll be able to respond in the event that something else needs to occur in June so that we get June's expenditures in time in case MSD needs more time. So I don't think any additional motion, just recognize we're going to continue to monitor it, and until we're confident that land transfer and donation does occur to the city, we'll try to make sure we can respond. But we will run into trouble come challenges in July, serious difficulties in August in making sure it all happens, if at least some portion of that land transfer doesn't occur.
Okay, so C is done. We moved to, D and E. We'll move on to F, resolution to design permit and solicit bids for a restroom at Market Square Park on West Church Street. Mr. Morrow.
I don't know how much explanation you'd like me to go into, but this project we've been talking about, providing a restroom facility at Market Square. I show an exhibit there. open to input exactly where that restroom facility should be located. I think we speak with the alderman in the area, mayor, that maybe the corner of Franklin and Water Street, that corner might be the most appropriate place. We are proposing that we would use the same footprint as what we're using out of Franklin Woods, because we have something that's ADA compliant and meets some other issues that we think is very beneficial. The only change would be is that we would change the facade of it. We talked to the supplier of what we're using in Franklin Woods, and there's a whole plethora of designs that we could make on the outside, different forms, make it look like brick, wood siding, you know, rubble, whatever you'd like to look like, basically. So obviously we'd be open to any architectural input you might have. So we haven't received bids on Franklin Woods yet, but what we anticipate, we're proposing a $10,000 allowance for the well, because there is no water there in the area. $15,000 allowance for utility connection, that's primarily a sanitary sewer. We could also talk about potentially gas to go in right off the street for if we keep the restroom open a little bit later in the season. The engineering design, we have a contract proposal from Grafe for $45,000. $5,000 allowance for miscellaneous site work and landscaping that DPW would provide. And $200,000 for the actual restroom construction, which is a total project of $275,000. If you like this idea, we can proceed with the soliciting contractors, and we'd ask the Grafe to finish their design.
A couple of questions then, Alderman Mayor, Alderwoman Evans. First off, not thrilled with the location proposed, neither is Dan. I would put it up in the upper corner.
We did have that discussion, and I'll get into that in a minute.
Well, that's your decision. I weighed in. And then the conversation about gas, we'd have to insulate this thing, which would drive up the cost, wouldn't it?
That's true.
So, okay. So is Alderwoman Mayor, Alderman Mayor, then Alderman Evans?
I'm very surprised at the engineering design cost. That seems a little bit ridiculous to me.
You see what's included. This is less than what we're paying for Franklin Woods. This is Grafe.
What does that mean? You said this is Grafe.
This is the engineering department we're talking about using for other projects.
Right.
We're using it for several projects.
Okay. So they can't give us a break on it if we're using them so much? Or do we need to go to someone else?
It's a time and materials contract, so these are, you know, we'll obviously monitor them very closely on each invoice and make sure that the hours are appropriate.
I am going to be tempted to do that, so they need to know that that's not appropriate.
Alderman Mayor.
Glenn and I had some brief discussion on the location, and I just am not committed to either place, but I would like the Parks Commission to weigh in on that, as well as the facade of the building.
Sure.
And get their input as to location and appearance if we go forward with it.
Just to dovetail off that, keep in mind that the gazebo is used for photo shoots.
Right.
So, if you're done, Alderwoman Evans, then Alderman Danry.
So changing the facade, you mean more pretty than Franklin Woods? Or, I mean, what are we talking about? I mean, you said brick, you know, so what is compared to Franklin Woods?
In your packet, I think I included, we've seen in the past. Franklin Woods, I think it looked very nice for Franklin Woods, what we're proposing for their facade. this situation is not surrounded by trees. It's not out in the middle of nowhere. This is located next to houses. So we thought we could maybe look something more, like I said, brick or maybe wood siding, but I think asking the Parks Department to weigh in, I think, is appropriate. And possibly, you know, get input from the neighborhood, too.
How much more money are we talking about for facade?
It's no additional money. It's just a different kind of form that they would purchase to make their walls. So what they do is they actually buy the form and then cast the concrete into it. It's the same concrete, same amount of concrete. Same price for the form, it's just a different form.
Alderman Dandrew.
Glenn, are there any deed restrictions that would restrict us?
I mentioned that this is zone P1, so that zoning has a 50-foot setback from all the lot lines. So we would have to get a variance no matter where we locate on the property. So we would have to.
But is there anything in regards to historic look of this facility to match the historic area?
I was not aware of any, but there are.
Okay, thanks.
Just for a point of reference, the gazebo is not really that old. It's not it's very nice and it looks historic, but it's really only probably
2000.
Yeah, it's not that old.
Okay.
It's not an original structure.
Okay.
Took 3 years to build.
Great.
Alderman Schmidt and Mr. Roberta.
Looking at the schedule, apparently this is not something that would be available in time for the Labor Day Fair. So the schedule would be October before it would be completed?
At least, I think it's pushing to get the Franklin Woods restroom facility in line before September. October, especially if we started now, would be very probably not available.
Mr. Roberta.
Just noting that this idea was one that sort of got instigated by staff as an idea when we were potentially under greater pressure to achieve certain projects and expenditures this year. Assuming the land donation occurs, the pressure on this is relieved. And so you could sort of set this back and take more time to deal with the variance, some of the external aesthetics of the property and location in the design. So I don't know that you have to do anything if we believe that the land donation will occur.
Alderwoman Mayor.
What was the parks recommendation on, I mean, did any of those, the things that the staff came up with, did all of that go to the Parks Commission? Or is that still
I'll have to
sitting
turn to
here
Joel
with
I'm
us?
I'm not aware. Excuse
me.
Only those four trails went to the Parks Commission. And even those would still have to go through that site plan recommendation to the Planning Commission that we did for Taylor's Playground. And so all they did was just look at the idea of those four trails, and they were okay with the idea for three of them. They would still have to recommend approval of the site plan for those that are within the park. Only for those with that point. And then they didn't look at any of these other ones yet. So we would, for any of these that happen within a park, we'd have to package them all together, take them to the Parks Commission, get a recommendation for a site plan change, and then get the Planning Commission to approve that site plan change. Hopefully we'd be doing that at the same time that we were putting together the engineering services contract and all the other things.
Since we kind of have a little bit more time now, is that something where we can actually get recommendations from the Park Commission for more ideas also?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, and again, if the land transfer happens, then you have plenty of time to, you know, have a neighborhood meeting, have them weigh in on the location and the exterior aesthetics.
I guess I'm looking at this thing. I mean, if it's not even going to be, possibly October. I guess I don't see the point of doing it even this year. It could be something that could wait until spring. So if we could have some other ideas from the Park Commission to do it, or do we need to...
All depends on
the creation of those special parks, because if that doesn't happen, then you will have other additional impact fees that reach their expiration date, so to speak, during the winter.
Okay, well, then can we talk about the mini parks? Is that the next one, or are we done?
No, I think that's the last step. The mini parks were just referenced in the item C.
Item C.
And the only reference there is, which would come back, is I did ask planning staff to put together a sort of an outline or a game plan for future common council consideration of the steps staff would take and the city would take in investigating parkland acquisition. So that the common council said, if you do it, take these steps, involve these committees, look at it in this manner, involve the neighbors in the discussion in this way, so that we have a plan of attack for consideration of parkland acquisition. So,
if I may, let me help this one along, maybe. For this particular one, the Market Square restroom facility, a motion to refer this to the Parks Commission and allow the aldermen of the district to guide this project and return at the discretion of the aldermen of the district.
So moved.
Second.
So you got more work, Dan. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. This one does have the potential for a neighbor to upset. So.
Says what?
The neighbors. Mm. So we have completed item 6. So we will move on to item G7, request to allow the Franklin Complete Streets and Connectivity Committee and city staff to utilize the Guide to Connectivity Network Map as a tool to further promote complete streets principles and for the review of public and private development projects with placement on the city's website. Alderwoman, Mayor, or move to approve.
I would move to approve. I would also like to, I guess, encourage all the aldermen to get in touch with the Complete Streets or come to the Complete Streets and have kind of an introduction or explanation of what the Complete Streets map is all about and the brochure and that kind of thing. So
your motion is to allow the, as per the council document.
Yeah.
And all that.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. I will note that the governor's budget discussions now include removal of complete streets from the budget document and from legislation. That's what I've heard is on its way out. Not to say that we don't follow it. It's just there's not going to be any money. Okay, item G8, an ordinance to repeal and recreate Chapter 176 of the Municipal Code pertaining to non-metallic mining reclamation and editorial note, the provisions of the Unified Development Ordinance, Section 15-3.0428, ordinance numbers 971456, PDD, which is PDD 23, stats 13.27S, .6 and UDO section 15-30429 and ordinance 971457, which is PDD number 24, stats 13.27T6, to state the non-metallic mining reclamation regulatory authority of Chapter 176 by reference, and a resolution approving a City of Franklin non-metallic mining ordinance. Mining reclamations fee schedules pursuant to 176 of the Municipal Code, Section 27.
So moved.
Second.
Oh, wait, there's two
separate motions.
All right. Is there a motion to adopt an ordinance just as I read above?
Oh, so moved.
On the action.
Second.
Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adopt a resolution approving the City of Franklin non-metallic mining reclamation fee schedule pursuant to Chapter 176 of the Municipal Code, non-metallic mining reclamation ordinance, Sections 27?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Also in your packet, item G9, the Planning Department Annual Report, shows significant activity of the planning staff, projects underway, and projects to be contemplated. Is there a motion to place on file?
So moved.
Second.
I hope everybody reads it through. It's important. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G10. Is there a motion to adopt Resolution 2015, a resolution awarding the contract to First Supply in the amount of $26,557.25 for purchase of water main and service items and manhole frames and covers for the South 27th Street project?
So moved.
Second.
You're going to damage your car if you don't. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Discussion, please.
I'm sorry. Alderwoman Evans.
Yeah, sorry about that. First, I just have a question about page 305 and
308.
305?
Oh.
It's not on this.
Sorry, that's on the next one. That's next.
Okay. Moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to this is item G11, a motion to adopt resolution. Yes, I know you're all open, Evans. A resolution to release an irrevocable letter of credit to Verizon Wireless for completed work at 5550 West Airways Avenue. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Alderwoman Evans.
Okay, those pages, do they belong in here?
No, you caught me. When I printed this out and ran copies for the clerk's office, I must have picked up something else that's on the copy.
Okay, I'm just curious. Thank you.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G12, request to survey 46th Street and Crest Court areas for water service. Alderwoman Evans.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor of the motion to direct staff to survey the area property owners as described in the council action sheet signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The people in that district should understand this is just a survey to see if you're willing to talk about it. It's not doing anything, really. It doesn't impact your budget. Item G13, a resolution to sign a state municipal agreement with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation for U.S. Highway 41 from St. Martin's Road to College Avenue. Alderman Mayer.
So move.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G14, authorization to amend staffing levels for the Department of Public Works by eliminating a foreman position and adding a heavy equipment operator position. Mr. Liberta, are we going to do that quickly?
Yes, this is a request from the Public Works Superintendent based upon the creation of an assistant position a number of years back. He believes with the retirement of the foreman that the organizational structure is best served by having an additional heavy equipment operator, and furthermore it saves the city some money. Personnel committee, the chairman is unavailable, but the vice chairman indicated that this was straightforward enough that he didn't believe it was worth having a special meeting just to deal with that, and said I could place it directly on your agenda.
Move to approve.
Second.
Under discussion, this was Alderman Schmidt had a mayoral decision on this one, and he eventually came to the right one. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G15, the March monthly financial report. Any highlights that you'd like to discuss, Mr. Rotzenberg? Is there a motion to place on file?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G16, is there a motion to authorize Director of Administration negotiate and execute a contract for professional services with Simplex Grinnell for programming and testing of a connection of the ADA-compliant City Hall Fire Alarm System East Wing Project to the existing Simplex Grinnell control panel?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G17, subrogation of a reimbursement of damages done to the City of Franklin ambulance on 9/20/2014. Is there a desire to go into closed session?
Yes.
Is there a motion to for the common council to enter closed session pursuant to 19.851 sub east and G?
So moved.
Of the stats to consider a subrogation claim for damage done to the city's ambulance on September 20, 2014, and may re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed herein as deemed appropriate. It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry, roll call.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Mayor.
Aye.
Evans.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Mayor.
Aye.
Motion is 5-0. We are in closed session. See ya, Joe.
I'll be back.
Take your stuff.